Don't Google
a new
it.
Thing. Welcome to Confidently Insecure, the podcast where we are absolutely sure we don't know everything. I am your host, Zach Nelly Furtado, was a singer, Towers.
Towers, wow. And I'm Kelsey Dick Down Vera.
Ooh, that felt like easy.
It did.
Hi, how are you?
I'm fine. How are you?
Don't fucking. Why is every week that we've done this podcast something like
you're in a calamity. State of peril? I was gonna say calamity. Yeah,
at all hours. Just right off the jump, I want to apologize for last week's audio. That was on me, dog.
Well, you do so much.
Thank you.
You do so much. It's amazing. More things don't happen like that.
That's a good point. You know what? I'm not fucking sorry. In fact, you're welcome.
Okay.
I do this podcast out of the goodness of my...
There was a happy middle in there somewhere.
Okay. Yeah.
But yeah, no. Hopefully people didn't... Have we gotten any, like... I guess it's only Tuesday.
I'm not going to lie. I haven't checked.
Okay.
And if you have anything negative to say, I don't want to hear it.
Yeah, that's fair. She's got enough on her plate.
Yeah, this episode's going to be a fun one.
Oh my God.
The title probably is scaring the shit out of everyone. But before we get to that,
Don't Google it.
Housekeeping. We did it. Zach.
What's up?
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Guys, we're doing a live podcast show. It's happening.
Yes. Yeah.
We haven't dotted the I's or crossed the T's necessarily.
But it's in the works
and
for early 2024.
Yeah. And I feel like I want to tell you guys just to get you hyped.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to Philly and New York City.
Yes.
To do the first ever.
Oh my gosh.
Confidently Insecure podcast live show.
So wait, has your podcast never been live?
No, because right when I started and got the momentum going, I booked a London tour.
Oh my God, I remember this.
And then the panini happened and I had to make a choice. It was March, in the early March days. And they were we have to make a decision if you're going to do it or not.
Oh my gosh. And you chose life.
And I chose life. I'll never forget when I heard sororities were going down on lockdown. I was like, they're taking it serious. I should.
Those dumb bitches are taking it seriously.
But we're going to Philly. We're going to New York.
You know what? I'm going to be brave and say I've never been to Philly.
What?
Well, don't make it sound like it's a must. Oh, gotta go.
You gotta go.
I've had the cream cheese.
No. Why haven't you, of all your comedy?
What do you, of all my comedy? Yep.
All your touring, you've never gone to Philly?
No.
That seems wild to me.
Maybe it's homophobia.
No, it's the city of brotherly love.
Fuck.
And
this one's on me. Much like Kelsey's apology at the top of the episode, I'm going to apologize for never having been to Philly.
But not really be sorry a little bit.
Yeah.
I love Philly. I have said more times than I can count that I would live in Philly if I didn't live in Los Angeles. Easy.
What?
Because it's not New York where it's too cuckoo chaos, but it's still city and it's still got gumption to it.
Okay, I kind of feel that way about DC.
Oh, I love DC. I would do DC.
DC was cute as hell.
Yeah, so we're doing Philly, I believe.
Wait, don't even say a date.
Okay.
Just because
it could
things
change.
Move.
Okay.
Yeah.
But it's going to be in the top of 2024 and
yes.
I'm so excited, you guys, because we're going to have fun.
We're going to have so much fun. Already the word stripper has been tossed around, the word DJ has been tossed around.
Ex-boyfriend.
You know there's going to be giveaways.
Speaking of, I think we have a giveaway happening this week with some Taylor Swift items.
Ooh!
So if you're not following Confidently Pod on Insta, what are you doing?
Yeah.
How do you follow both of us and not follow the podcast Instagram? I don't like that.
What if they're not following any of it?
Whoa.
I know.
They go in blind. They just want to get updated
they
here.
They go into Apple Podcasts, close their eyes, flick the screen, flick the bean, flick the screen.
flick the screen.
And they just landed on us.
It'll be merch. It'll be games. It'll be kisses. Just keep an eye out. We're going to be posting the shit out of it, obviously.
Oh my God, it's going to be so fun. And it's going to be girls, gays, and theys.
Yeah.
I do support any straight guy listeners coming, of course.
But you'll sit in the back.
Yeah, or be sacrificed.
Ooh, we'll put like a straight male section of like four seats in the front row.
Okay, it would be fun to actually have like a straight male guy volunteer to be sacrificed.
Yes.
And maybe we like tie him to something for the whole show. Yeah.
Say less.
Okay.
I get a boner. Hey, what do you have any housekeeping?
You know, every time I sit down and we hit record,
your
my
mind.
Life goes blank.
Yeah.
Have I done anything?
What have you been anywhere? I know you have your big date coming up this week.
What date?
Your threesome date.
Oh no, I had it.
What?
Yeah.
Okay, well that's the date.
Okay, date two.
This is with the married couple.
This is the married couple date two. It was, you know, I don't know if they might listen. It was good. It ended with a makeout. Uh-huh. I hosted a movie. We got dinner, takeout, and we watched a movie.
At your place?
At my place.
Dude, that's Fucktown City.
Thank you.
Population 3.
Exactly. I even said, dress comfy. I'm going to dress comfy. And they did. We all dressed comfy. And it was nice. It looks like they have nice ding-a-lingings.
Yeah.
And we had dinner. We watched the movie. We cuddled on the couch.
What movie?
Pain Hustlers.
I don't know.
It's Chris Evans and Emily Blunt selling pain meds.
Oh, it's a movie?
Uh-huh. On Netflix.
Is it good?
It was fine.
I think my friend's in it. Anyway. Oh,
I believe that. There's billboards all over LA.
Okay.
But have dinner, watch the movie, cuddling the whole time. And then we make out at the end, but nothing happened.
Why?
Well...
You're afraid to talk about it. Do you see how I feel now every week when I come to spill my own tea? You're like, there's a chance they could hear it.
Yeah, there is. Because one of them did say they listened to the pod.
What?
Oh,
this
well,
one?
This
you
is the
didn't
thing.
Clarify.
I have three pods and I just went, oh my God, I hope you liked it. And
they didn't
I
say
forward.
Anything about themselves?
What do you mean?
What if he was offended that I called him a TA of a second grade class?
I forgot. This is the horrible aspect of talking about your life so openly, because that was just like first date, like who knows, like blah blah blah, and now it's like I might know these people and we've called them a TA of a second.
It's not offensive. I'm not using a slur at him,
but you laughed really hard,
and not because I don't believe
that second graders should have TAs.
Yes, that's why. Not because I don't believe in teachers and like the amazingness of what
they
do.
I remember the phrasing I said, he works in a second grade classroom.
And that's fucking weird.
Hold on.
We're going to have to talk about that.
I thought my apartment was going to be covered in semen.
Yeah, same.
And it was dry as a dry thing.
I would want to know off air what happened so that I can interpret it for the listeners next time.
Oh, for sure.
I went on a date with someone for 15 minutes this past week.
Do I know about this?
I don't think so. It was a dude I met on an app because I've been like, Kels, don't lock yourself off right now. Stay out there. Stay thirsty, dog. Keep grinding.
Yeah.
And I asked them, I just went for coffee down the street and I asked like, what's like three things that are making you happy right now?
No.
Which is something that I do every night and every morning.
Great.
And I feel like it shows a lot about where they are, maybe with spirituality or in their life. And he went, oh, that's stupid. And I went, what? And he was like, oh, that's stupid. I don't know. I don't think anything makes me happy. I'm just like a generally happy guy.
I disagree.
And I've never done this, but like after we got our coffee, because that was happening while we were kind of ordering and like settling in. And like after I got the coffee, thank God I got it to go. I was like, hey, I'm going to be honest. I don't think I'm interested. And I blamed it on like a busy day. I was like, I have a call and like, but like, thanks so much. I bought my own coffee anyway.
Oh, great.
So.
And then what'd he say?
He was like, oh, okay. And he like kind of said something. I remember when he was like, all right, babe. Like he kind of threw something at me like, all right, honey.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Ew. Okay. But I am so happy you didn't entertain him.
It was a big fucking moment.
That's huge.
And you know what? I'm on a tear. Can I tell you about something else that happened last night?
Yeah.
I matched with a dude on Field, which is the kink app.
Uh-huh.
he messaged me, we kind of messaged back and forth. The problem with Field is that it's really buggy. They don't have it like figured out yet. It's not like a top tier Hinge and Bumble. So it crashes all the time when I open the messages. So I had gone to his messages and he had been messaging me like, oh, I guess you're not interested anymore. Like, hit me back.
I don't like that. As a side note.
I know. So I was like, hey, so sorry. He was really cute. I was like, here's my number. This app crashes all the time. And he was like, oh, I didn't even think about that. I've heard it's buggy, blah, blah, blah. So we text, and the texting is like very like, he's not giving me anything to work with.
Sure.
And, ooh, I don't know if I, okay, this is tea.
Okay.
There's a Facebook group that I'm a part of.
Oh my God.
That's called Are We Dating the Same Guy Los Angeles? There is 40,000 women.
No.
In this group. No. I check it every day as a entertainment app.
Yeah.
Because the way I tell you, people have found out about pregnancies, cheating husbands.
You are kidding.
Oh my God. I go in there all the time just to see if anyone I know is on there. I have found out information about people I work with that is like horrific. Anyway, I'm just doing my daily peruse. This guy's fucking picture pops up.
No.
And I'm like, ooh, T? And there's like 10 girls who responded in the comments being like, yep, I've been seeing him on the app for years. Like, yep, I matched with him too. Like, yep. And one girl replied, matched with him. He gave me nothing in our text messages. And I came back to my Instagram DMs and he was like, not cool to ghost someone. And she wrote back like, I didn't really ghost you if we literally never talked and had never met. And then he went off on this fucking rant on her. Like, you have poor communication skills, treat people like a human being, fuck you, da 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 da. And so I saw that screenshot in the thread. And so I was like, oh, bitch. I was like, I got you. So I started messaging him being like, hey, this is actually a pretty boring conversation. I don't think you have good communication skills.
And you threw all the things back?
And I threw, and someone had commented in the thread, he's shorter than he puts in his dating profile. And I also was like, hey, also put your 5'9". Don't lie. Girls are going to find out anyway. And like sent like a hug emoji and then blocked his number.
Oh my God. Wait, but okay. I want to know what his response would have been.
It's weird. I blocked his number on my phone, but then when I went to my messages on my computer this morning, it showed me his response. Mm-hmm. And it said something like, wrong guy. I don't have my height in my bio.
And you're like, yeah, bitch, I know.
That fucking lied.
That was like a fuck. Wasn't that you saying you had insider information?
I think so, but he's so dumb that he didn't put two and two together.
Oh my.
But that was my second little spicy moment this week.
I love that. Also, Are We Dating the Same Guy should be a TV show.
Zachary, the way I wanted to pitch it as a doc series.
Oh, it'd be brilliant.
I think I might. But I've reached out to the owner of the group and she's never replied. She's very big on like anonymity.
Yeah.
And like, keeping a safe space.
Aren't y'all throwing names?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, okay.
But it's like we're trying to keep this group sacred because it's very helpful.
I love it. And you're like, and I want to sell it.
Yeah, and I want to monetize. Also, I didn't name, if you're watching this on youtube.com/KelseyDR, I'm in my PJs.
Yeah.
Because I want it to feel Christmassy.
Oh my gosh, you're forcing Christmas on us?
Yeah.
Weird.
Republican.
Wait, hold on. Are you, okay. We're not even at Thanksgiving yet.
No.
You want Christmas that bad?
Yeah.
Damn, girl.
I'm wearing flannels in Los Angeles. It's like 90 degrees out today.
Yeah, that is a little, it was straight up hot the past 2 days.
Yeah.
Wait, speaking of though, because you just started your scary movie journey. Mm-hmm. There is a scary scary Christmas movie.
Thanksgiving.
Nope. That's what happens when you cut me off.
Sorry. It's early. I've had two cups of coffee and an Adderall today. So I'm like,
blah, blah, blah. The way my body, I haven't had caffeine yet. And the way my body is like, get caffeine. I'm like, you don't need it.
Wow. Good for you.
Anyway, it's called It's a Wonderful Knife. And it is the concept of a wonderful life. But it's as if this girl who saved a bunch of people from this killer didn't exist. And like the killer got to keep killing.
Oh, what a fun concept.
I know.
Are we going to go see it?
It's at City Walk. It's not getting a wide release, but I'm like, I want to go see it, obviously.
Let's go do it.
Okay.
I think we should do... Nope. There it is.
Talk.
I have something, but do you have anything you want to...
I always forget we have segments on this show.
Don't worry about it. I got you, boo.
Okay.
This has blown my mind in a way that, again, I feel like such an empowered, sex positive person. Mm-hmm. And when I find something that I don't know, I'm like, what the actual fuck? This is a public health crisis. Everyone needs to know this feminist information. And I'm pissed. And it blended over into Twitter and became like a viral Twitter thread last night. And I deep dove. I was getting the tea. And I cannot believe this. Magnum and Trojan condoms.
Uh-huh.
Are potentially the fucking reason I have had chronic pussy problems and irritation. And last night, a tweet / TikTok went viral last night where a woman, I love that she like so nonchalantly posted it because it made it so matter of fact the way she like said it.
Yeah.
But she said, if a man still uses Magnums and Trojan brand condoms, I feel like he's probably never been in an actual consistent relationship because there's no way you got away with using all that this time in life and not looked at other brands for her health? Question mark. A few good brands are Sagami, Okamoto, Skin, and Durex. Use this instead. And it was at like 2 million things last night. And that I went through like the threads and so many people were like, we were taught you either had a latex allergy or you didn't. And when you think of a latex allergy, you think like
condoms.
Well, you think of like
doctor's
you either
gloves.
Have a latex allergy and your pussy blows up and you are having an anaphylactic reaction or you don't. But and like a latex allergy can be very minimal. It can be like an irritation.
Okay.
I didn't know that. So it's like, oh, I just thought I wasn't allergic to latex.
Right.
But using every time I would have sex with someone with a latex condom, I am in pain, irritated, having to use boric acid. I get a yeast infection or a UTI. And this whole time I've been thinking it was me and my body. It's the fucking condoms.
Really?
I last week bought skin condoms and used it with the athlete. Didn't have a reaction. And that just so happened to be happening at the same time as this viral thread last night.
Wait, and is there science to back up what they're talking about?
I think it's what they put on it also as like lube and like the storage powder or whatever.
It's just like 99-cent store lube.
And it's like no one's testing this out on like the pH of women's vaginas. Of course not.
Yeah.
Can you fucking believe this?
Wow. Yeah, I can. I think it's interesting with all the sex you've had that you didn't ever link it.
Never.
Wow.
And like, I always thought Trojan and Magnum were like the top of the menu of condoms.
Sure.
Not realizing that like, no bitch, I need what's the word?
Sheepskin?
Yes. No, I did buy sheepskin and they're terrifying to look at.
Ew, I bet. Yeah. Is it really sheepskin?
I think so.
Ooh!
And it doesn't have any stretch to it. It's like ew. Just a bag. I hate it so much. I need artisanal condoms.
Artisanal condoms.
Like, bitch, slap me on some $9.99 per fucking. I need small batch, handmade, locally sourced.
Farm to table. Farm to pussy.
Farm to pussy condoms. Because I cannot believe this whole time Magnum and Trojan have been the problem of my fucking pH problems.
Wow. I'm interested to check back in with you in 6 months and see like how much your life has changed.
That made it sound like I won't be seeing you like a doctor.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
I mean, come back in 6 months.
I don't plan to ask you every time I see you how your pussy's doing.
Why?
I might, actually.
Yeah, what the fuck?
Now that I think about it.
Rude. Are you even my best friend?
It comes up, yeah.
It does. Anyway, that's
huge.
Me giving out the good Lord's public health info.
Damn. So condoms have not been used in the gay community in 10 years.
Ever. Yeah.
But that's good to know.
If your butthole gets a little itchy after you have anal with condoms,
then my butthole and your pussy are
besties, much like their brains and souls. Should we throw it to a break? And when we come back, we'll get a little saucy, spicy. Let's fucking do it. All right. We'll be right back, confidants. The weather is getting warmer, so it is time to say goodbye to jackets and sweaters and hello to shorts and tees. I wanted to update my wardrobe for the long haul without spending a fortune. Luckily, I found Quince. Now that I've got a lineup of timeless pieces that keep me looking effortless,
effortlessly chic year after year, like premium European linen dresses, blouses, and shorts from 30 doll hairs, washable silk tops, timeless 14 karat gold jewelry, and so much more. The best part, all Quince items are priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands.
I can confirm this. I'm actually wearing Quince pants right now.
You are.
They are so, they're loose, they're breezy. These babies have a button, a fly, drawstring, and elastic in the band. So I can like, I can dress them up, I can dress them down.
Yes.
They're the perfect pant for summer, and I'm really comfortable as hell in them.
Honestly, I am wearing the Quince 14 karat gold earring loop right now.
Oh my God.
I know. I think it's so cute. It does not tarnish. It is so comfy, and I have sensitive ears, so I'm really loving this for my body. So get warm weather ready with Quince. Go to quince.com/Kelsey for free shipping on your order and 365 day returns. That's quince.com/Kelsey to get free shipping and 365 day returns. Quince.com/Kelsey.
Confidant, sober girlies, are you looking to cut back or cut out alcohol this year? Come on, join me and Zach on our sober journeys. Recess Zero Proof craft mocktails are the perfect alcohol replacement. We've recreated the cocktails you know and love, like a lime margarita and a grapefruit paloma, so you can enjoy the flavors and feelings of those cocktails without the booze. That's right, zero proof, zero compromise. Listeners can get 15% off the Recess mocktail sampler at TakeARecess.com/Kelsey. Each can is lightly sparkling mocktail infused with functional ingredients like so many stress balancing adaptogens made with real fruit and only 25 calories or less. It's a guilt-free way to unwind. Whether you're relaxing after work or hanging out with friends, make Recess mocktails your drink between drinks or, like me, your forever mocktail. I am so obsessed with the ginger lime mule and also the grapefruit paloma for spring. It's my favorite go-to weekend drink. Get 15% off Recess mocktails now at TakeARecess.com/Kelsey so you can enjoy your favorite cocktails without the consequences.
Our bodies come in different shapes and sizes, so doesn't it make sense that our weight loss plans should too? That's the beauty of Noom. They build a personal plan that factors in dietary restrictions, medical issues, and other personal needs so your plan works for you. Noom doesn't restrict or shame when you want to treat yourself. Their flexible program focuses on progress instead of perfection. You don't have to give up carbs or anything. And with their daily lessons, you can learn something new about your food choices every day. After just a few days of using the app, I learned how to recognize cues for overeating and how to choose the right foods to feel full. Stay focused on what's important to you with Noom's psychology and biology-based approach. Sign up for your trial today at Noom.com. That's Noom.com. And check out Noom's first ever cookbook, The Noom Kitchen, for 100 healthy and delicious recipes to promote better living. Available to buy now wherever books are sold.
I got robbed again.
That is like so
annoying.
I'm scared. I'm in the scared space.
Okay, I'm going to give a brief timeline.
Okay.
For the confidants who have been listening forever, 2 years ago, I got robbed in my old place. And that's what actually sparked me to move into this new place. I was home at that time of the robbery. They came in the house during the night. They stole a bunch of shit, over $50,000 worth of stuff. Me and my partner were both home at the time. We were asleep. He got away with it, but then they found him, but then they couldn't charge him because he had no money and he was mentally ill. And they basically moved him from prison to a mental health facility. And now he's probably just back on the street again. Very fucked up PTSD after that. Was afraid to leave my house, would shut all the windows and doors in the middle of the day. Had to fly home early from a vacation to Costa Rica with my family. Went back on Lexapro, like did not have a good time with that, but like kept it pretty quiet in terms of like actually telling people how bad I was struggling. Because I was like, well, I wasn't hurt. I didn't like see him when it happened. Sure. But it was like this unsettled, unknowing feeling.
Of course.
So when I moved to this house, I got grade A security system. The part of town it's in has a lot of safety features, et cetera, et cetera. And that was like a no expense spared decision. And Jared, my ex, and I had considered buying a weapon for the house mm-hmm. after that intrusion, but we didn't. It was the pandemic. Gun violence was high. We were like, we're not
adding to that. Yeah.
So that's the background. If you remember from last episode, if you are withstanding the audio, there's a moment where I tell you about someone coming, what I thought was in my backyard.
Yeah.
And I showed you a photo of me standing in the backyard with a knife. And I thought it was my umbrella that had fallen over.
Sure.
Well, turns out it wasn't my umbrella that fell over. It was a man scouting my house to rob me. And a night later after that, after I heard someone in my backyard, and the night you left mm-hmm. after we recorded the podcast, he came back.
Oh, God.
And I did not wake up. I woke up the next morning, went to my backyard to let Hippo out, and it was fucking trashed. I was like, I thought some storm had come. I was like, holy shit, because this happens all the time with wind in LA.
Sure.
I didn't put two and two together until I walked out my front door to like take out the trash and try and open the back door to clean up. And I saw my stuff that's from like my storage unit in my driveway. And as soon as I saw that, it fucking hit me. Someone had been in the house or like in the yard.
Yeah.
I have 12 to 20 foot tall backyard.
It's wild.
Concrete
fencing.
I'm like, or like blocked in walls. Like a prison.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
So this motherfucker had to climb over the walls. My first reaction was to go check my security cameras. Well, guess what, y'all? Shout out fucking ADT. The cameras failed. And how long they had been failing for? Months.
Really?
Never got a notification. Never checked the cameras because I hadn't felt...
Need to.
And I thought it would alert me if there was some...
Something going on.
Yeah. So didn't get any security camera footage. Dawned on me because of where he had been in the driveway, my Tesla probably caught him. Uh-huh. Teslas, shout out actually to Tesla, has sentry mode. If someone tries to get too close to your car, tries to break in, it captures, it records video.
Sentry mode?
Sentry.
Sentry, got it.
It did. I got a good look at the guy.
A real good look.
I watched him for a half an hour go in and out of my backyard and my side storage. I had a bunch of like random shit. Like tools, workout equipment, extra hippo gear. Mm-hmm. He stole like my really nice yoga mat. I was kind of pissed about that.
Yeah.
But then he was clearly unhinged because he was not making sense with his movements. He was kind of throwing shit around like he was at supermarket sweep.
He took your recycling out at one point.
He took my garbage out for me, which I was like, thanks. But this is all happening at like 8 a.m. and I'm like, oh my God. What do? I go to the police station, file a police report. I'm like, look, he's obviously just a crazy person, but I want to have this on record because what I learned from the last one is you need to have it for property damage and insurance, blah, blah, blah. I go get a coffee. I call my family. I call my people to let them know what happened. I come back. This is many hours later. The man is sitting in my driveway.
Insane.
I am like freaked out. I have Hippo with me. I call the athlete. I'm like shaking.
Did you park?
Yeah. I like parked not in my driveway. I like parked in the street. And like I just like freaked out. I called the athlete. I was like, will you please come over? He's in my driveway. He was like, yep, be there in a second. And I'm lucky enough that I live across the street from a building that has a security guard.
Yeah.
I like ran over to them. He came with me and we like got close, and then the guy, you could just see in his eyes, was like completely cracked out of his mind.
Yeah.
And like started coming at us, and that's when I was like, oh, this guy's unhinged.
Yeah.
He's not just like a cuckoo unhoused person that needs help. And he was like shouting things in a different language, and like it took a good 20 minutes to get this guy to leave. And in
that
time,
wild,
I called the cops.
Did you take video?
Yeah.
Okay.
The cops transferred me to a non-emergency line, which I then waited on hold for 25 minutes. They never came. The guy like took off down the street, the security guard and the athlete. And then my neighbor came over, who was a sweetest gay man, was like, I have two guns and I have dealt with this issue before. And like, here's my number. Call me if you need anything. So I went and bought a gun. I'm just going to say it. I decided to buy a fucking gun, which I feel like we needed to do this episode because I have a lot of thoughts on guns, and I know the listeners probably do too, because I am like pretty staunchly anti-gun.
Yeah.
I grew up in Florida shooting with guns all the time. It was more like recreational, going to the shooting range, just like shooting shit like trees in your backyard and stuff.
Sure.
I'm a pretty good rifle shot, not a great handgun shot. And I was so shaken up, and like all this PTSD had come back from the first robbery. And I was like mad at myself that we had not gotten something to protect ourselves.
Yeah.
That also my roommate moved out a week before.
So scary.
Like I'm by myself in this house.
Your place is so big. We honestly wouldn't know if someone was in the kitchen right now.
And I don't make this decision lightly. Obviously, I'm someone who's struggled with mental health issues, depression. I have had suicidal attempts in my 20s. I've had friends die by gun violence. I'm very anti-gun violence, except for me having one.
Yeah, I mean, go on.
That's kind of like my entryway into kind of the conversation about guns. I can tell you, I went to a gun store in the Valley. It was very busy for just like a random
Friday afternoon. Was this on like
Friday?
I know what street though.
There's Magnolia.
Like, okay.
There's like a bunch of gun stores.
Yeah.
And I pretty much was like shaking the entire time I was there.
Of course, it's gun stores are like terrifying. The most intense energy ever.
But then there's the people in there are like pros. No one's there like sketchy. Like everyone there knew what they were doing, acted like they knew what they were doing. All the employees carry weapons. Like the guy helping me was very pro-gun and I was very anti-gun and like stated that and was like, look, I don't plan on shooting someone. I need this gun for my ability to sleep. Because I remember what happened last time and I did not do well. And the thought of just having that made me feel better. Do I want to shoot somebody? Do I want to harm somebody? Fuck no. But if it comes down to me and someone else, you bet your fucking ass I'm going to protect myself.
Yeah, totally.
So I went in knowing my dad's he is an avid recreational gun user. He does not like keep them loaded in the house. He uses them for the range and like, you know, Southern boy bullshit. Mm-hmm. But he told me what kind to get, got a Glock 19. I knew what kind of handgun I wanted. I knew what size. I've been to the shooting range a million times. I knew what I wanted.
Yeah.
Still having it in my hand was terrifying and like learning more about it. And you do have to take a written safety test when you want to purchase. And then with California, it's a 10-day background safety hold. So you can't just go in, buy it, and leave with it.
Okay.
You have to take the test. You have to pass it. You have to
pass the check.
Pass the check.
And which then, is like a background check?
Mm-hmm, and then you have to wait 10 days.
That's what's happening during the 10 days.
Yes.
Is the background check.
Yes. And I think it's like, if you're fucking crazy, they don't want to like, give you 10 days. Just calm down.
This is kind of like that abortion thing where it's like, go home and think about it.
Fuck no.
First of all, go California for having
that
those requirements.
Yeah, I'm sure you absolutely should have a background check.
It's not the same everywhere.
No.
Yeah, I have so many thoughts. I've been joking on stage about wanting a gun and how I think all girls, gays, and theys should have them.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
What's your joke about?
I'm always in a conservative place. I'm like, oh, I love Texas. Whenever I'm in Texas, I want to get a gun. And it's like, by round of applause, who thinks I should get a gun? Very divisive. A lot of people, woo, 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 woo. Other people, no. And I was like, okay, to the people who clap, thank you. The rest of you, homophobic.
A gay can't use a gun.
Yeah, basically. And it's like, what I landed on is that like if you see a straight white guy with a gun, it's terrifying.
Yes.
You see a girl, gay or they with a gun, it's iconic. Like you see a straight white guy with a gun, you're running away screaming. You see a girl, gay or they with a gun, you're running towards them.
Yes!
Also screaming, but like, yes, mama. Slay queen. What did he do?
Oh my God, bitch. Wait, that's such a good, like, I trust myself with a gun. It's everybody else I don't It's 99% of gun owners I don't trust with a gun.
But that's the problem. Everyone lives in their own body and they trust themselves.
Yeah.
They don't. Someone looks at you and thinks you are the threat.
And it's like, why does she need a gun?
I so many things went through my head when you were saying that. Cause like, I was like, okay, she needs a gun. I was like, someone might say, well, why not get a fake gun that looks real?
Because if I have to use it,
yeah,
do I really want a fake gun?
My thing is like, why don't we have guns that like, what was the rubber bullet thing? Is that still a thing?
I saw something with rubber bullets. That's not enough to stop someone from hurting you.
Really?
Yeah. Also, I thought about this a lot too, because I struggled with this decision big time. But I have done everything and more to avoid this.
The
amount of money I spent on security.
You have a bat.
I have a dog. Pit bull. I've got pepper spray. I set my alarm. Like, I have done everything to prevent myself from this. And yet, my luck, I know people that have lived here in worse parts of town that have never had an incident.
Totally fine.
This is my second in 2-3 years.
But it's not even your second. It's like your fifth, because the dude keeps coming back.
So that's what I was going to say, right? Is that even though you have to do the safety course, you know, the cost is not steep with taxes and fees. It's about a $700 gun. I'm taking lessons. I also bought like a $200 fingerprint safe to hold it. So it only opens with my fingerprint.
Okay.
So that's the other like caveat, is you don't want someone coming in your house and then using your own gun against you. But
they should make it so the fingerprints and the trigger.
Ooh,
so
like that.
You can only pull the trigger if it's your finger.
High tech.
Because once you get it out of the box, guess what, honey? They can use it against you.
Exactly. But because of this 10-day hold, I have not felt like at ease at home for the last 5-6 days since it happened. And
but do you think the gun being here will make you feel?
Fuck yeah.
I do want to see you like in your normal cute Kelsey outfits, but with like a gun holster.
Ew, I'm not going to conceal carry.
I'm
not legally allowed to take the gun out and drive with it. And like, unless I do the conceal carry permit, which I don't think I'm going to do, because I don't want to take it places.
Yeah, your whole thing is wanting to protect
my
you at
home.
But also like, is this going to be like tattoos? Like once you get one, you want to get another?
No, I don't think so.
Are you sure? Because don't you think a gun in your Tesla would be smart too?
No, my Tesla protects me.
No.
I feel very protected in my Tesla.
What?
When is someone going to attack me in my Tesla?
Okay. You're challenging the universe right now.
All
right. I'm just saying you could be stopped somewhere in a place where you're alone.
I would need a concealed carry, but then I've been carrying pepper spray. Mm. So my thing too is like, I don't want to become one of those people that once you fear one thing, you're going to fear everything.
Yeah.
I don't want to fear the world. I just want to feel fucking safe at my house.
Some people wouldn't say it's fear. Some people would say it's preparedness.
But I leave that up to the other people.
Okay. Well, also the thing with pepper spray that I've heard is it can also backfire on you.
Yes.
You can be a victim of your own pepper spray.
And when I was talking with some friends of mine about this, they were like, Kels, this crackhead, I keep saying crackhead, but I don't know what else to use because he is on crack. This crack user. he's probably seen guns. He's probably had a million guns waved in his face and on the street. Yeah. I think he would be more deterred by pepper spray. That's going to fuck him up.
Because his eyes are so wide.
Yeah.
They're going to for sure like.
Yeah.
Get a bunch of pepper spray in them.
So back to what you were saying is like this 10 day period, I have not been well. I haven't been sleeping well. I'm turning at every sound.
Sure.
I don't want to leave my house because if I leave my house, I'm afraid of what's going to happen. And guess what? I went out for like 4 hours yesterday for errands in the morning. I went down the street. I had Hippo for the first half. I dropped him off, went out, got a sandwich for the second half. I come home yesterday. My back door is kicked in. And all of the other side of my house that I think that's the way he had been coming in. Mm-hmm. Oh, I didn't even mention the best fucking part. While I'm at the sandwich shop, I know I brought that up for a reason. I'm looking at my neighbor's app, which is like the security app where people post about crime and stuff. Mm-hmm. I see the guy last night robbed my neighbor's car.
Oh.
On this block. He's still fucking around.
He's a nuisance.
I screenshot it. I sent it to my group chat. I sent it to the athlete. I'm like, look who it is.
The armed gay guy's going to kill him.
I'm like, I think he might because he's building a house right here. And I think he's like,
not in my neighborhood.
And so I'm literally at the sandwich shop, screenshotting photos of him the night before robbing a car as he's fucking breaking into my home again. So he went over the side of the wall where the security system wasn't working, didn't trigger the alarm. He kicked in my back door. But here's the thing. I had been resting this huge fucking aluminum bat up against the door. And so I think the bat fell when he kicked it in. And I think it either made a noise or Hippo scared him because Hippo was here.
I think it's more the Hippo thing. Because again, if you're kicking a door and cracking it down, like, I don't think you're going to notice a clink, clank, 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 clank. Yeah. And it's a bat hitting the ground isn't actually scary. It's the silence of a bat like whiffing through the air.
Yeah, you're right. So I think Hippo confronted him because the other thing was I obviously called the security system ADT the day of the robbery. And the earliest they could get someone out was this week. And I was like, can you please change that? And they were like, we'll put you on a list.
Be like, you guys suck.
I'm being
quite honest, like, you guys fucking suck. Your cameras haven't been working for months. I got no notification about it. I've had a break-in and you're still like, I'm not a priority.
And they were like, we can credit the account. We can't refund you for the months it wasn't working.
Ew.
Dude, so then...
Okay, I'm dragging ADT now because that's disgusting.
The guy literally came back the day before the security camera guy came. So I'm saying all of this with relief that he came this morning, this security guy, he fixed everything. He updated everything. I am talking to ADT on fucking Twitter because I tried an hour phone call getting passed around. Phone calls dropped 4 times, of course.
Did you tweet them publicly?
Yeah. And that's how I've gotten hold of them. And that's how they've been communicating with me. And that is a fucking privilege.
That is, because you are famous.
Not really, but... So, my gun, I'm allowed to pick it up on Tuesday. So, I have a week left.
We should have, like, a gun party.
Okay. What are we going to do? Look at it? Praise it? Decorate it?
Photo shoot.
Shoot? I kind of want to bedazzle it.
Shoot.
Just to make it less scary
looking. Do people
looking.
Bedazzle it?
Probably not.
We need to teach Hippo how to use it. I had a really demented, horrible thought, and I had to even speak to the universe. But what if he had come in and used the bat on Hippo? I'm just saying.
Oh, gross.
I'm just saying, like...
I think if anything would have happened to Hippo, I would go on a rampage. I would find him. I would track him down and hurt him physically. But that's the thing, right? Is like, I am an advocate for restorative justice. I literally made a documentary about it. I have never... under these circumstances felt more unsafe.
Of course.
Like in a restorative justice, it has to be that both parties are willing
to work
and that there has to be acknowledgement that hurt was caused. That I'm not going to reckon with someone who's come back 3 times.
Yeah. I mean, they're obviously, it's the mental illness and the drug use of it all. They're also, that's scary.
And I think he's fixated on my house. I told Zach this, that... because my roommate had just moved out, I was like, I'm going to Marie Kondo everything and put everything in boxes and put them in my storage in the backyard. Well, he went through all of that, obviously, took a bunch of shit. And I think he was like, oh, wow, this place has a lot of stuff I easily can reach. So when I confronted him, when I confronted him in my front yard, he was holding my bag. And so I took it. And I obviously, like, he had shit all in it, but it was my bag and then also my stuff inside of it. And so my mom was like, well, yeah, no wonder he's coming back. You took his bag. I was like, it was my fucking bag. It was my bag.
Possession is 9/10 of the law.
Oh, my God. Anyway, I just wanted to quickly read some stats. I don't know if we're going to get to like the Second Amendment history stuff.
I mean,
do you have could you rapid fire us?
I'll do some quick thing. OK, so.
Zach and I basically were like, how can we have a conversation about guns with the confidants that feels productive? And
well, do you know what the Second Amendment, for those who don't know it, is a well-regulated militia being necessary to the security of a free state. The right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed.
Yike.
So there's just a couple key points that I want to point out. First of all, it's part of the Bill of Rights. that expanded our rights under the Constitution. It was ratified December 15th,
1791. God, it needs to be updated.
Yeah, and this is the whole thing. When this happened, it was because we were in fear of the government overstepping. And so people were like, shake. They were like, well, we need an ability
to defend. It was to protect ourselves against the government
kind
army?
Of. Yeah.
Oh, fuck. I didn't know that.
It's like the state versus the federal army. And it's like the states wanted the ability to protect themselves.
Whoa.
But so they were like, a well-regulated militia. A militia is generally an army or some other fighting organization of non-professional and or part-time soldiers.
Oh.
Citizens of a country or subjects of a state who may perform military service during a time of need, as opposed to a professional force of regular full-time military personnel. So it's like non-union military.
Non-union military, got it.
What's crazy too, and this is, there's so much to be said, but it's also a very steeped in racism thing.
Oh, go on.
Because people of that time greatly feared, quote, a ruinous slave rebellion in which their families would be slaughtered and their property destroyed.
Oh, my God.
The right to bear arms was therefore deliberately tied to membership in a militia by the slaveholder and chief drafter of the amendment, James Madison, because only whites could join militias.
Oh, no.
Yes. And then another landmark moment in, like, the Second Amendment, the District of Columbia versus Heller. And this is, I think, it was recent-ish. Uh-huh. They held that amendment protects an individual's right to keep a gun for self-defense. This is the first time the court had ruled that the Second Amendment guarantees an individual's right to own a gun. The Supreme Court struck down provisions of the Firearms Control Regulations Act of 1975 as unconstitutional, determined that handguns are arms for the purpose of the Second Amendment, found that the Regulations Act was an unconstitutional ban, and struck down the portion of the act that requires all firearms, including rifles and shotguns, be kept unloaded and disassembled or bound by a trigger lock.
Oh, wow.
Prior to this decision, the law issued also restricted residents from owning handguns except for those registered prior to 1975. Anyway, it's just this whole there's a lot more information, but it's just interesting to me that, like, we had them in a time where we were, like, very, like, nervous about the government having too much control, and now it's like
we've given them all of our control
kind of, but we've also kind of accepted that a little bit, like, mm-hmm. like a militia too was supposed to be a checks and balances, not like a bunch of groups storming the Capitol and stuff like that. So it's really interesting.
And that's why I'm so nervous to even kind of talk about this and admit this, because, like, I don't want to be looped in on that part of the conversation. Like, I do feel a bit of like an outlier in this situation. And I had, like, looked up stats. So I thought this was not necessarily a pro. This actually felt like kind of a con. But there's a stat that says women accounted for about half of all gun purchases between 2019 and 2021, which, like, that's wild. I don't like that, because you know it's all Republican women.
Oh, you see, I thought it might be girls like you.
No.
We're like, I'm going to protect myself.
No, this is for sure doubling down on Second Amendment people. But I thought this was an interesting stat.
That was scary. I thought it was, like, talking about guns and protecting ourselves. I thought you, like, saw something on a security camera.
Oh my God.
Like,
no, no, no. Okay. Okay. Sorry. I thought this was an interesting stat. A lot of the statistic of women that own guns are older women who have lost their spouses and find themselves living alone.
Oh, okay. So that is kind of your tribe.
It is kind of my people. This was interesting. 56% of gun owning women believe that having a gun at home makes it a safer place. And this perception contrasts with only 20% of women in the general population who think the same. So if you were to ask all the people on the street, only 20% of women would think it feels safer.
But of gun owners,
only 56%, which means they might own a gun and think that doesn't make me feel any safer, or, like, there's a gun in their house and they're like, I don't like it. I hate having a gun here.
Interesting.
So, like, I am even smaller piece of that pie where I do feel safer.
Well, we'll find out.
Well, we'll find out.
You haven't done it yet.
I haven't done it yet. And then this was important for me to note, that actual self-defense gun use in America is rare. Less than 1% of women used a gun in self-defense in the last 5 years. So I don't even think I will ever use it. To me, it's more like having my Ativan when I travel to know if I have a panic attack just makes me feel better and know that I have it.
Yeah.
I do think that I am having this gun for me to just psychologically, and maybe I'll get rid of it. Maybe like I'll feel like okay in a few years or something. But like the fact that the stats are so low, I have other protections in place again that are fixed and things like that. I just feel like I'm a part of like a freakish percentage of unfortunate feelings and events.
Well, you know, I think you're doing it the right way. Like you have the security around the gun itself. You've passed the tests. You grew up with them, so you know the severity of them.
I'm taking more lessons.
Yeah.
I've got, you know, I don't want to say I'm going to keep it unloaded because then it's like, well, if the robber gets his hands on a podcast, he might hear this. But I just wanted to be fully transparent because it's an emotional thing.
Yeah.
And I also felt like I didn't know what else to do with all of this drama happening in life.
Sure. Like, no, that's good. You're someone who like takes action.
Proactive.
Stuff. Yeah. So it's like you're doing everything necessary for you to feel comfortable.
Would you get a gun?
Yeah.
Why don't you get one?
I haven't been robbed or anything. Nothing's really spurred me to do it.
Would you want to conceal carry or just for your home?
Probably conceal carry.
You would carry it around.
I mean, not like around, but like, okay, so there is this other part of me that like, and I've tried to maybe broach this on stage, but I don't know if it's like funny. There's like, I think straight men, I'm gonna label straight men as the root of most violence.
Problems. Yeah.
I don't see personally a lot of gay men or women going around hurting people or making people feel unsafe or being like the culprit.
Statistically factual.
Yeah. So I think straight men should start to live under the notion that we are armed.
Oof.
So like So it's like, I want them to act as if I do have a gun on me.
Oh my God, dude, you would solve.
I know.
So much violence and problem and harassment.
You might sneak up on that girl if she fucking has a gun attached to her hip and she knows how to use it.
Dude, that's why I'm like, I'm pissed that this is where we're at, but I'm also like, it makes fucking sense.
This is the thing. We've done the equivalent of squirting straight guys in the face with a water bottle. Like, hey, stop. Don't rape. Hey, don't murder. Mm-hmm. And then we just keep walking around as if any of them have taken the cue.
It's again, like I could not agree more. And I'm terrified that this is putting me so far on the left that I'm now on the right. You know that, like that circle.
Yeah, totally.
And I hate that.
Well, this is the thing. It's just like the majority of gun owners are protecting themselves from the majority of gun owners. Do you know what I mean? Like we are not we don't think about owning a gun because we're not thinking of taking something that's not ours or like having to defend ourselves because that's not the circles we travel in.
And growing up in Florida, it was so much more prevalent. Like everyone had a gun in their house.
I'm sure.
My friends all had them. Like you felt weirdly like this is so much normal, much more normal
than not.
And so coming and growing, like, you know, living most of my life in a gun-free like space in society, I think I have just become a little desensitized to the idea of it because I've been so aligned with anti-gun.
Of course.
And like, that's the other thing is like, I'm obviously anti-gun violence. I'm obviously anti-gun, like the way that it's, that we so easily can get them in America. Like I'm so anti like NRA money being, I'm so anti all of that shit. I don't know what else to do in a situation where I am sleeping and someone comes into my room to hurt me or steal things or hurt my dog or like, I don't know what else to do. So if you have ideas, let me know. Cause some people in the comments of my Instagram stories kind of came for me being like, wow, all this stuff, gun violence happening across the world right now. And like war and all this shit, like why are you posting this? And like, I thought you were anti-gun. And I'm like, this is complex.
That's where you are.
Yeah.
You're not one to do something inflammatory just to get a rise out of people.
God, no, I didn't think I would admit this out loud.
Yeah. I know. I think it's, yeah, you're going to totally get pushback from people. Yeah. But until they've experienced it, they really can't speak.
And that was kind of my biggest thing in that gun store, is I was like looking around at all the people and I was like, how many people are in here because they feel like me right now versus they just want a gun and they believe in the Second Amendment right? And it would like made me sad. I was just like, I hate that.
What'd you feel like?
It felt like Disneyland for
they were like jazz.
Yeah. And I'm looking at the accessories and the things there that make it so normalized. And I was like, dude, this is not like fun for me. I'm not enjoying this process. Mm-mm. I went and fucking binge ate like 4 tacos from Taco Bell. I haven't had fast food in like 3 years. And I was so just like, I didn't even realize I was doing it until afterwards. And I was like, I don't feel well.
Oh, wow. I love Taco Bell.
So do I. Anyway, that was a dark episode, wasn't it?
Well, come for us in the comments. And yeah. By that, we do mean C-U-M.
Yeah. you have anything to promote, love?
No, I'm probably on tour. So ZachNoeTowers.com for tour dates and merch and stuff like that.
And pretty soon we'll get to say, come to our tour.
Oh, my God.
If you have ideas for what we should call our tour.
Hit us with them.
Yeah, but just don't shoot us with them.
No.
In that case, Confidants, rate this 5 stars because it really helps us get promoted to the top of your page. If you're not going to rate it 5 stars, please don't rate it at all because we're sensitive.
I forgot to say it.
It's okay. It's a long day and we'll see you next week.
Bye.